maybe. Okay, good morning. Good morning, everyone. So we are doing Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin. Yesterday we did Aleph. Now we're going to be starting Bet. Okay. Just a quick... from yesterday we learned that if you have anything that's not normally eaten during the meal, you say a separate bracha on it. So we mentioned ice cream. Another example would be popsicles. If you have them during the meal, you would say shahako. So I'll just point out there is an opinion, Yalkut Yosef, but there is an opinion that says not to say better not to have ice cream or popsicles during a meal because it's a suffix. And he actually poskins that one would not say a bracha on it, one would not say shahako, because if you let it sit out, it would melt. And we know on drinks, you don't say, it's also a question, but safik bracha shahako, whenever we have drinks during a meal, we do not say shahako. But most certainly disagree, because ice cream is never considered part of the meal. No one has it melted. Even when it's melted, nobody would call that a drink. And the whole point is, the whole essence of the halacha is it part of the meal or not part of the meal? And the whole suffix by liquids, by drinks, is some consider it part and parcel of the meal. No one eats without drinks. But when it comes to ice cream and popsicles, it doesn't matter if it's frozen or not frozen. Nobody would ever have it during a meal and consider it part of their meal.
Unless it's bread and ice cream or the meal.
Unless his entire meal would be bread and ice cream. So, but that's not normal. So since it's not normal, that's something that everyone would say shahako for, as far as I know. The only exception to the rule would be maybe popsicles. This would be the suffix that is more reasonable to others, is if it's a popsicle made out of a normal fruit juice, like a grape juice or orange juice that normal people would have with the meal. But anyways, sorry for that tangent. Now we're going to get to Se'if Bet. Udvarim haba'im lachar se'uda kodam birkat hamazon. So now we have things that are normally... things that you're eating, the foods that you're eating after your main course, before birkat hamazon. Shehiya min hag bimei chachmei ha-gemara. It was in those days, not these days. In the olden days, they used to remove themselves from the bread, take it away from the table, and there was no going back. Nobody was having bread once they finished the bread course. And now they're only going to have fruit. 100%, there's no chance they're going back to bread. And they're going to have fruit. And they're going to have fruit, they're going to drink, whatever they want. Whether it's things that are normally part of the meal or not, it doesn't matter. It's a whole new category because we're completely removed from the main course. So then, te'unin beracha ben lifneim ben achrayim. So all foods like that, at this point, you would say a bracha before and a bracha after. It's even birkat hamazon and hamotzi don't work. The hamotzi birkat hamazon ein potrin ela mashenechal toch ikara se'uda. Now, the Shulchan Aruch already tells us, and same nowadays, v'din ze ha'achron eino matzoi beinenu, this situation is not normal, is not common among us, l'fi she'eranu regil limshach edeinu min hapat ad berkat hamazon. Because we never remove ourselves 100% from going back and having bread. We always keep access, we always might change our mind. Some poskim do point out though, if you know for sure, you make a stance and you say, there's no chance I'm having bread, then for you in this meal, you follow this halacha of bet. That once you make a stance and you say, there's no way I'm going to have any bread, and I'm 100% removing myself from bread, then anything that you eat now is going to require its own halacha before and after, even in the middle of your meal, per se. In other words, before you finished, before you said birkat hamazon. Okay. Okay, let's go to Gimel. Se'if Gimel. V'im koveya liftan se'udato ala perot. So here is what someone just mentioned, that if a person is going to make their main course fruit, they're going to have bread and fruit, and they're going to pretty much have it one right after the other. The main course is fruit. So then, in such a case, so for you, in this situation, the fruit is the main course. Okay, it's a question if other things like ice cream would be included. Leave it like that. So the main course is fruit. So then, even if you're going to eat your first bite of fruit without any bread, so, and some disagree. So here, what is this saying? A person has bread first, and then he says his main course, he already decided, is 100% going to be hamotzi. His main course is going to be fruit. So when you said, so you can say hamotzi on the bread, and you don't say berei pri ha'etz or berei pri adama on your fruit, because that's your main course. And that's even true, even if your first, if you don't eat bread and fruit together on any of the same bites. And v'yesh cholkin, and some say no, that's not correct. It's not really even fruit. It doesn't matter if that's your main course or not. It's not normally part of your meal. And therefore, you always have to say a berei pri ha'etz on the fruit. What's the halacha? L'chein tov sheyochal b'tchilat ha'perot im pat. Therefore, if you want to do this, if you want to make your entire meal on fruit, the best thing to do is to start eating your fruit with bread in the exact same bite. Put bread in your mouth and then the fruit while it's together. We're in the same bite. And then it's pretty safe to say that you're not gonna, you don't have to say a berei pri ha'etz on the fruit. And even if for the rest of the meal you're only gonna have fruit, and you're not gonna have any more bread, even the last bite, so then since your whole meal is fruit, then that works. Then if your main course is fruit, so let's just read Haga. Ve'alfa pisheinu chazer levasof lechol yuman pat. Right, even if you're not going to have any bread, like we just said, miachar sheikar kviut hayalayo. Because in this case, your main kviut is fruit. Okay, so if you're going to make your main course on fruit, the best thing to do. So if your main course is fruit, you do not say berei pri ha'etz. However, to be yotze, both opinions in the Rishonim, it's better to have your first bite with bread. Now, this is the case if your main course is fruit. We learned yesterday, based on Seif Aleph, that if your main course is not fruit, and you want to have fruit, so everyone says it's better to say a bracha, berei pri ha'etz on the fruit, without having bread. Right? There is a question if you have bread before and after the first bite and last bite. So to avoid that machloket, if in most cases our fruit's not our main course, so therefore it's better to avoid safek brachos, is better to have to say ha'etz and not have your first bite with bread. The opposite. Okay, it depends if your main course is fruit or not. Dalit. Alfa pi shelo ayu aperot lefanav b'shas sheberach al aperot kivan delafet et hapat hem ba'im einam tonim bracha klal. So in this case, if your main course is fruit, since that's your dot, and when you wash, you know that the main course is fruit, your fruit doesn't have to be on the table while you wash, it makes no difference. Hey, im achar sheberach al hapat, shalchu lo mibeit acherim she'enu samu chalem, v'lo haya dato al hadoron, afilu midvarim shedarkan navo laper et hapat, tzarich levarech alehem kedin nimlach. Nimlach means you change your mind. So, what is this halacha? You're in the middle of your meal, and it doesn't matter what you're eating, even if it's normal foods that you normally have during your meal, but you had your menu. It's your house, your restaurant, you already know exactly what you're going to get. And then if you change and you get other items that you had no intention of ever eating before, even if it's in the middle of the meal, even if it's a main course, you do have to say a shahakol on, well, we're assuming it's a piece of meat. Then you do have to say shahakol even in the middle of the meal, because you did not have in mind. Unless you had a mind, even if somebody, but this is not stum, you have to have in mind, even if somebody brings me food that I'm not going to, that you know, that you're not going to, that you never thought about. Friends are going to bring you food in the meal. So if you have a mind that, yes, that you're going to have, or I know I might eat more, I might pick more main dishes from my menu at the restaurant. So then you had a mind, so then you wouldn't say a new bracha. But normally, in a normal case, when a person is only going to eat from what's in his house ready available, or whatever he chooses from at the beginning, or it depends on his, you know, how he normally eats in a restaurant. But the point is, whatever you had a mind for, then that works, hamotzi works on it. Anything that you absolutely had no intention to possibly eat during your meal, your hamotzi doesn't work and you have to say a new bracha rishona.
Even if the foods that came in were the same type that you were eating at your own meal?
Ah, same foods.
So you had meat, but someone else brought another meat, or...
Good question. I think it would need to be a new bracha. But good question. Sarachiyun, I think it would need a new bracha. Perhaps in a restaurant, perhaps in a restaurant might be different, is it's in your house and it's, you had a mind to eat meat. I'm not sure if it should be any different, but just because you had meat, if it's someone else's house, I think it's so far removed, I don't think that's a question. Haga, velor iti nizharim bazeh, and Haga says, wait a sec, I haven't heard anyone be nizhar bazeh. Ve'efshar the time of the stam da'at adam, alma shemevi'im lo baseuda. Because a person, nowadays, is not so rigid in what he's going to eat, and he has in mind whatever somebody might bring him. So I think it depends on the metzius, on what's the likelihood of you accepting other or expecting other foods. Okay. And if you're careful in how you read the Ramah, he's not necessarily saying that it's better not to say a new bracha. He's just saying, I notice that people don't say a new bracha. It's from the Lashon, it's more of a limud zchut than not. Okay, let's try and finish Shinui Makom today. It's a little bit of a big topic. When you say a bracha and to eat at one location and you want to continue eating in a different location, what's the halacha? So just really short intro. There are two main opinions in the Gemara, Rav Sheshet and Rav Chista, and that boils down to two major opinions in the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch versus the Ramah on how to view Shinoi Makom, that's changing locations in the middle of a meal. Primarily this is by bread, that there's a machloket. We'll see by Shiva Taminim it might be otherwise. But the main machloket between the two opinions is by bread. And we'll see. When we recap, we'll see. But just as an eye-opener, the Sfardim and Ashkenazim, in general, both paskin like the Ramah in this case. So let's first understand the Shulchan Aruch, and then we will see the Ramah, which is mainly the halacha for both Sfardim and Ashkenazim. And I just point out, by Shinui Makom, when you leave from one place to another, this is an objective halacha that Chazal gave us when it comes to brachos, that when you move from one place to another, it's as if you ended your meal. It's not necessarily, I mean, this is part of the machlokah between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, but it's not necessarily the same as Hesach Hadat, where you thought you're no longer going to eat. Because when you thought you're no longer going to eat, so you just have to say a new bracha rishona, like Nimlach. You thought you're finished, or you didn't think about eating from someone else's house, and then he brings you food. It's like you had no dat, or you had a Hesach Hadat, a change of dat. But here, by Shinui, but in the case of Hesach Hadat, we learned you'd only have to say a new bracha rishona, but you don't have to say a new bracha achrona. You don't have to like stop your meal in the middle. Right? Someone, you eat something else that you didn't think about, or we learned for every new cup of wine, that you only had a mind to drink one cup of wine. You only had one cup of wine. You didn't expect your host or someone else to bring you another cup. It wasn't exactly that situation. So then, you only say a new Brei Pri Geffen. But never did we see that you have to say a new bracha achrona. So here, when it comes to shinui makom, they say it's as if it's a whole new meal completely. It's not just you thought you were finished. It's a whole new meal. And therefore, that's how they established the halacha, that you have to say a new bracha rishona and a new bracha achrona. Okay. So that's it for intro. Now, Aleph. So let's read the Shulchan Aruch. I'm going to read Aleph and Bet pretty much together. Haya ochel beveit bebayit ze upasak suzato vehalach labayit acher. You started a meal in one house, and then you went in the middle of your meal, you decided to continue your meal somewhere else. Oshaya ochel ukro chavero deberimo v'yatzalo v'petach beito v'chazar. You're in the middle of your meal, and someone comes to your door. I don't know, you have mail, FedEx, whatever. The mailman comes, he knocks on your door, and he wants you to come outside to get the package. Or a friend calls you, I need help with my car, or I just want to show you something. Or someone comes and for tzedakah, whatever the reason is, the moment you walk out of your front door, meal's over. The hoyo v'shina mekomo, since you had a change of location, tzarich levarech l'mafreya al ma she'achal. You have to bench birkat hamazon on what you ate, v'chozer u'mevarech b'tchila ha'motzi. You start all over ha'motzi. V'achar kach yigumor se'udato. And then you finish your meal. And then you bench again. Aval, im diberimo betoch habayit, if you were still inside your house and you didn't leave. Afal pishashina makomo mipina pina eino tzarech levarech. Even if you moved from one area in this room to another area in this room, since you're in the same room, you don't need a new bracha. Haga, this is in the Shulchan Aruch still. His opinion. Im haya adayto le'achol b'makom acher lo mikre shinui makom v'hu shiyeh shnei makom b'bayit echad. Or if you had in mind to move from one room to another, that's also not called shinoi makom. Also, if you can see from one room to another. Okay. Bet. Chaverim shehayu yoshvim lechol v'yatzu likrat chatan o likrat kala. Now, what if you're in the middle of the meal and you get called out in order to greet the chatan or a kala outside your house? Now, it's lav dafka for a chatan and kala. It's for any reason whatsoever. Okay? That was a normal situation of why you would actually get up, a good enough reason to get up from your table. But really, it's for any reason. Im hinichu sham miktzatan, chozrim koma, v'gomrim seudatan, v'einan tzrichin levarech shnia. So if you left people at the table, even one, as long as you left somebody at your table, not a problem. You go back and you continue eating. You don't need to make a new bracha.
Even a kid.
I believe even a kid. Miktzat, feel free to correct me on that one. I'm pretty sure though. Miktzatan chozrim limkoman. I guess maybe he needs to be bardas. That's a good question. Okay, you can let me know tomorrow. Miktzatan chozrim limkoman v'gomrim se'udatan ev'enam tzrichim levarach shniyah v'im lo yinichu sham adam. Nobody was left behind. Table was empty. So then, everybody went out to greet the chatan v'kala, k'shehem yotzim tzrichim bracha l'mafreya. Since there was nobody there, when they come back to the empty table, they all have to bench, and they all have to say, k'shehem shechozim tzrichim bracha l'chatchila. They all have to say bracha hamotzi also. But hamotzi and birkat hamazon. V'chen, im ayu mesubin, rishtot olechal perot. Now, that was for bread. And the following line is actually going to work, is going to be the halacha for Ashkenazim and Sfardim and the Ramah as well. So when it comes to that, what we said is by bread. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says it makes no difference if it's bread or fruit or drink. Shekola meshana mekomo hare pasak achilato lefichach mevarech lemafreya al ma sheachal. Once you leave, you have to make a new bracha all over again. V'chazer mevarech shenit al ma shehu tzarich leachal. You make a new bracha. Bracha Rishona and Bracha, first the Bracha Achrona and then the Bracha Rishona. V'hameshane mekoma mipina lepina, v'bayit echad, eino tzarich lachzor levarech. But if you're going from one room into one area and one room to another, you don't need to make a new Bracha. Achal, b'mizracha, I'll just say, l'maisa, if you go from one room in your house to another room in the house, on anything that you eat, the minhag is not to say a new Bracha. It could just be because Stam Das is we walk around our houses and therefore we always, by definition, have in mind, kilu, that we are moving from one room to another. Or if you see from one room to another.
If you're eating a suda, could you eat, say, part of the suda in another room? Like Shabbat on Shabbat?
So we're going to discuss that momentarily, about moving from one room to another. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you could only move to one room to another if you had in mind. But to move from one room, when you said Hamotzi, but if you didn't have it in mind, you'd have to make a new bracha. Again, no one paskins like the Shulchan Aruch. Achal b'mizracha shel te'ena zo, u'bal le'achol b'ma'arava, tzarech levarech. In general, I mean no one. There's always exceptions. The Shulchan Aruch is the opinion of the Rambam. So,
okay. They would not leave the room without...
Right, so there's... Okay. So perhaps there are machmirim. Okay, like the Shulchan Aruch. Very good. But if you have in mind, there's really no reason to be machmir. Because even the Shulchan Aruch says there's no problem. So no one's machmir. There should be no reason for someone to be machmir if you have in mind to go from one room to another.
Although
they're
also forgetting to say the after
bracha.
So.
Okay. Ach achal b'mizracha shel te'ena zo u'ba le'achol tzarich levarich. So if you have, this is if you have, you're outdoors, you're at a park, you're in a field, there's no fence around you, and you can't see from one tree to another. When you eat, and this is the halacha l'maaseh for everybody, if you eat at one tree and you say Bere Priya Eitz, and you go to another tree and you pick off another fruit, you have to say a new Bere Priya Eitz. Unless you can see the same place, or unless you had in mind, and unless you, or if there's a fence all the way around. So again, I don't know how common to say a new bracha. Depends on your situation. But this halacha is the same for Ashkenazim and Sephardim. And the Rama, no difference. Okay. The main difference between them is when it comes to bread. So here we go. Hagah. V'yesh cholkim. V'kol ma shekata b'siman zeh. And some argue with everything. Because these halachas stem, like we mentioned, from the Gemara, from two. You know, often the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama agree on the same Gemara. It's just a machloket in Rishonim. Here, even in the Gemara, based on the whole Gemara, they disagree on the whole Mahalach. So here we go. Rak zorim shishinui makom eino ela kehesach hadat. Shinui makom is essentially like hesach hadat when it comes to bread. We're talking. Ulachin, im shina mekom olamakom, acher, ein tzarech levarech el lifnei masherot zelechol. So first of all, you only have to, if you move from one place to another, you only have to say a bracha rishona. Avaloa masher kavar achal. Okay, v'davka shelo iniach miktsat chaverim b'seuda. Again, he agrees that that's if he didn't leave anybody behind. V'achal midvarim she'enam tzarechim bracha b'mkoma. Aval. אם יניח מקצת חברים או אפילו לא יניח על דברים שצריכים ברכה ממקומם. So if you leave someone behind, or we're talking about bread, and it's something that you have to go back and you're supposed to go back for. It's really the ikar halacha for everybody. Once you eat bread and you're having a meal, you're not supposed to leave until you bench. One of the reasons is because we're afraid you might forget to bench. So Chazal made a halacha that you're not allowed to leave your meal until you bench. So the caveat would be is if you have in mind to go from one place to another. So in other words, according to Ashkenazim, it's not a problem to have in mind, lechatchila, I'm going to eat one meal in two houses. As long as you had it in mind when you first said, hamotzi. If you didn't have in mind originally, so then... So then all Sfardim would say, the concept of going from one house, lechatchila, to another house, it's a machloket by Sfardim. Most Sfardim would say not to do this lechatchila. But most Ashkenazim would say, no, you could do this lechatchila, to go from one house to another, when you had it in mind by Hamotzi. If you didn't have it in mind, and now you want to get up in the middle of your meal and go from one house to another, we're about to read, everybody, Sfardim and Ashkenazim, agree, lechatchila, you should bench, since you didn't have it in mind, and then say a whole new amotzi in the next house. But if you got up and you left the first house without benching, and you show up in the next house, so then everybody agrees, you continue eating in the second house, and you don't... that's a question. If certainly... So according to the Ashkenazim, most Ashkenazim would say continue. You're allowed to continue eating in the second house. Although some Ashkenazim also, like the Pshat of the Rama, happens to be a split. Sorry, if you're going to go from one house to another without having a mind, you said you're supposed to bench in the first house. What happens if you end up in the second house? You didn't, and you're about to eat bread. What should you do? So according to some Ashkenazim, including the Mishnah Berurah, just continue eating and say Birkat HaMazon. According to the Pshat Rama, or HaShulchan, and other Ashkenazim, they would say, no, you're supposed to bench in the second house before you start eating, and then say Hamotzi. So there's two opinions about Ashkenazim, and the vast majority of Sephardim would say, bench in the second house, and say a whole new Hamotzi. So there's two opinions, so it's hard, I'm not going to be a Machriya, you guys have to figure it out. Okay. Let's continue reading the Ramah inside. We'll pretty much see what we just said. V'davka, where we see, in the middle, after the Koach, right? Lachin, we write up to Lachin? Fine. Well, I'll just read from the Koach. V'achav v'emshin, afilu ma'asher etzil ha'chol ha'chaka, in tzarech l'varech. Tov, v'lachin, mi shepasak zirato v'halach l'bayit acher, somebody got up and left. O'ashe ha'ogel, gro chavero, daber imo, afilu l'petach beito, l'makom acher, someone calls him out, in front of his house, k'shechozer l'suda, in tzarech l'varech klal. So this everyone says. Once you get up and you leave your house to answer the door, you're allowed to come back to your house. This is for Sephardim and Ashkenazim, but you're not going to a new house. So here you're just going back to the original house. Everyone says, go ahead, continue eating. It's not a big deal. Because really you're supposed to bench where you started. Now this is like very obvious. But if a person had a mind when he answered his door, I'm done eating, and he goes back, then he still has to say a bracha rishona because you're a nimlach, you decided you were finished eating. And this is the custom. You should not be eating from one meal to another, from one house to another, without benching. So the Pshat Ramah and some Ashkenazim is you should never be going from one house to another, even if you had it in mind by Hamotzi, but this we said is a machloket among the Ashkenazim. Mil, l'tzorach mitzvah uveret kigon shegiyah zman tefillah mutar. But you are, so we're going to read it again, but really you shouldn't be getting up in the middle of the meal until you finish for any reason, unless it's a tzorach mitzvah. Okay. I think we covered that. Yeah. Yeah. So if you need to get up because the mitzvah is going to pass, you have to daven, chatan and kala, whatever you need to get up. So then you should get up and do it. And then when you come back, so then so we paskid, you don't have to say a new bracha. Okay, gimel. Yesh mi sheomer shimaya bagan v'rotzi lechol mipirot kol ilan v'ilan kevan shebirach. Al Ilan Echad ain't Sarich Lavarech Al Hachirim, Behu Shibisha Shibirech, Ayad Datol, Echol Miotam Achirim, Avamigan, Legan, Sarich Lavarech, Afilu im Him Smuchim, Afilu im Kishibirech Til, Ayadito Al Hakol. So, when it comes to Shahakol foods, if you're going from one place to another, we're going to see Shiva Taminim is a question, but normal fruit, an apple, or Shahakol foods, once you leave, so if you're going to go from one garden to another, it's a completely separate garden, then you can't have a mind to eat in one, and then it's going to count for the other. It's a complete hefsek. And if you're eating in one chatzer, if you're in one area, in one garden, then you're allowed to say one bracha on every for every tree. And it's not a hefsek. All right, so we'll finish tomorrow.